You're listening to Run, Thrive, Survive with Sierra Carter. If you're looking for more energy, more productivity, and just an overall happier life, you're right where you need to be.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Run, Thrive, Survive. I'm your host, Sierra Carter, and as usual, we are here to run our lives and not let life run us. I'm so excited about today. We're diving inside a runner's mind, my mind, right? And we're going to be talking about the recovery. And I'm going to tell you guys really quick, again, I don't want to be preaching like, oh, you need to go do this, you need to go do that. But I've been getting a lot of questions about the things that I do for recovery, especially as we kind of ramp up summer running into fall races coming up pretty soon. And I want you to be the optimal human being that you should be. And these are some of the hard things I've learned on top of some of the best things that have helped me. A lot of runners will just be like, I just don't recover. I don't like to stretch. And I think that's kind of silly because stretching is really not the most recovery we can do, but that's absolutely okay. I say that all the time. Like, I used to do yoga 3 to 4 times a week, but I don't do that anymore because it's not very feasible. So I'm going to give you some of the like really quick hacks that I've learned being somebody that, you know, runs a podcast, has my own clientele, building a business, working part and full time at 2 different places and trying to run and have a social life and go to school, working on my doctorate, you know, all those fun things. It goes into place. So when that happens, you usually don't have a lot of time. But the first thing is that I've really learned about when it comes to recovery is it doesn't have to take a million years. A lot of people will think, well, I have to have an hour of downtime. I have to do this. I have to do that. And it ends up taking a lot of extra work. And it really shouldn't be that way. I have learned that when it comes to recovery, I schedule it into my week. And that is, I use the sauna, cryotherapy, and red light. Those are like my 3 go-to recovery things. Every once in a while, you'll see me get a massage, but massages get expensive and I just really haven't had the time for that lately. So I don't do that as often anymore, but I still have time for the sauna, cryotherapy, and red light. And when I do the sauna, I add it into my workouts, right? I put it in there as I'm doing legs today and I'm also going to be in the sauna. So I know the schedule out like 45 minutes and it's usually 10 to 15 to 20 minutes in the sauna. I know they say 20 minutes for optimal performance, but after 10 minutes, I feel great. So I'm going with that. Because you have to remember, a lot of these guidelines are not as realistic as we'd like them to be. They're not going to fit into your life as perfectly as you'd want them to. So make them fit into your life on how it work for you. And if you do it on a consistent basis, I promise it's going to yield results. But I schedule it into a workout. I don't go out of my way for the sauna. I do not try to make it a whole adventure to the gym or whatever to be in the sauna. I literally just make it part of my already routine because I know I'm not going to miss a workout. Now, when it comes to cryotherapy and red light, that got a little bit tricky and it also gets really expensive. I found a place, it's called Restore Hyper Wellness in Salt Lake City. If you're listening to this in Salt Lake City, they actually are very, very reasonable. I think I pay like $99 a month for cryotherapy, red light, or 4 services of whatever combination I choose. I think it has like, they have the boots, the compression boots, and the red light therapy sauna. But I'm not a huge fan of like the light therapy sauna. I just go use the sauna at the gym. I don't really care. And then I use cryo and red light together and I do 2 sessions twice a month with those back to back. So I'll do red light for 12 minutes and then I do cryo for 2 minutes at intermediate level. And I have found that when you schedule those out and you have a consistent day that you do that, like don't skip it around, you are more in tune to do that. Now, I know some of you listening are going to be like, well, cryo and red light don't work if you don't do them on a consistent basis. Right. That is why so many people steer away from it, because you're telling me that I'm going to have to fork out a lot more money and a lot more time to do something on a consistent basis with, unless I want results. But here's the thing. I, again, am saying something is better than nothing. So 2 sessions of cryo and 2 sessions of red light a month have actually helped improve my recovery. And I can tell myself, I can absolutely tell how my body feels the week I do cryotherapy versus the week I do not do cryotherapy. Now, will I upgrade someday and do four times a week? Probably, but I'm gonna have to figure out how I have time for that too. So sometimes it's not just the monetary issue, it's also the time-based issue. And that's what I'm looking at here to try to help you guys, where just choose a couple things and then fit them into your schedule as if it's a regular thing and to your liking. Now, on top of that, I know a lot of people will be like, oh, you need to roll out, you should massage gun, blah, 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 blah. And to be completely honest with you, I don't focus too much on those things. I really don't. And I know a lot of people will be like, oh, I can't believe she admitted that. I can't. Like, I tried that, let me stretch and roll out and do a massage gun every night before I go to bed. And you know what ended up happening? I ended up eating some food, getting so tired and going right to bed so I can wake up the next morning and run and work out. That's pretty much what happened. Because at night, I'm way too tired to do that stuff. In the mornings when I'm doing my workout, I am doing it right up to the very moment I have to go get ready for work. There's not a lot of lag time. Now, what I can't say is when I do like rolling out, massage guns and things like that, it's usually when I have extra time or my body's a little extra sore, I'll add those things in. But I do keep the sauna, the cryo, and the red light very consistent. So in my mind, my tips to you is choose a few things and just keep them extremely consistent and work them into your training. Do not try to overload. Do not try to add every single little thing that's out there, because I promise you, you're going to end up doing nothing. And in this case, I truly believe doing something is better than nothing. So that is my recovery tip. I'm not even getting into nutrition, because that is a whole other thing that maybe I'll go over in another podcast, but I still go by the similar rule. Something is better than nothing. You don't have to overload yourself with information. You're not an Olympic athlete. You are there to be the healthiest version of yourself. And if recovery is stressing you out, it's actually taken away from everything else in your life. So with that, I leave you guys. You guys, thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. I am wishing you the best so you can get out there and run your life and not let life run you. Bye, guys.